It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Got Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, at the top of hour number two. That is the guessing right there. I put out a feeler or two, did not get anything confirmed elsewhere, so tons of hangout time today. Lots of it. 888-702-5494. Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. So that's how you do it. Matter of fact, before we get into any news or things that happen on Wednesday, let's get a call. Scott OKC. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I am well, sir. Thank you.
Can you hear me all right on this thing?
I hear you all right. It's all good.
Good. Because I'm having to do you on my hands free set since I'm driving. We want to do the
Where are you driving? Where are you driving today? What route you on today?
Well, actually, I'm bouncing across Kentucky. This area between Nashville and Paducah would be a real nice place for Kentucky to put a paved road. but now I'm on Interstate 24. I'm heading up to Northern Illinois. For a delivery tomorrow morning, so
I hear you.
I wanted to touch base with you because I hadn't talked to you since before the national championship. I really like the direction the Sooners are taking here in the offseason with the defensive coaching hires, and I'm real excited about this this Jalen Hurts transfer that they announced yesterday. And I was wondering what you think as far as Hurts. Do you think he's going to do us in? I mean, we've got a pretty good quarterback right now, but I'm afraid he may transfer now that Jalen's coming in.
Now, who are you talking about? Who are you talking about? Austin Stanley? Or, I mean, Austin Kendall? He's gone.
Oh, he is gone? Okay. I thought he might transfer. I didn't realize that he had already. But
he's out of there. Matter of fact, Oklahoma, the bad news is Oklahoma's catching some heat because they were blocking his transfer. And they kind of relented last night or yesterday afternoon and unblocked it. And it was originally West Virginia. I'm not sure where – I don't know if it's been announced, but West Virginia looks to be the location for him. But you've got the Mordecai kid, and then you have the Spencer Rattler kid coming in. He's not there yet. But Hurts is a really good addition. I've spent time on this show saying – that among Jalen Hurts' choices, which were Maryland, Miami, and Oklahoma, by far the best choice was Oklahoma. And I'm glad that he was monitoring the show and chose Oklahoma because that's where he needs to be.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I don't know if you remember PAW.
I do remember PAW.
Yeah, me and him were going back and forth on my Facebook page, Fans of God Support, last night.
Yep.
He thinks it's a bad move. He doesn't think that that he's going to do any good at OU. Of course, kind of an idiot sometimes anyway, but I think he's going to do well, and I'm excited. It'd be kind of cool to see him lead OU to the national championship and possibly face Alabama. I don't think that'll happen. I think Clemson may get back in there next year again because they're looking pretty good. But anyway, Bill, I just wanted to touch base with you, and I'll try to keep touch with you during the off season. I'm kind of focused on OU basketball right now and kind of excited about this team we got in Norman this year.
Scott, stay in touch, good friend. Appreciate you, man. Be safe. The news hit on Wednesday that Jalen Hurts had selected Oklahoma. To me, that was a no-brainer. Now, I didn't know what he was thinking, but to me, there's no choice. You're gambling big time if you choose Miami. You are taking a risk if you choose Maryland. You choose OU, you go where you get to be tutored by the guy who's got the magic wand. That's Lincoln Riley. There's not even a competitive conversation about where to choose in that group. Matter of fact, I would say choose them over anybody. Lincoln Riley's got it. He's shown everybody the way when it comes to developing quarterbacks. His last two transfers back-to-back years have won the Heisman. Is there anything else you need to say? And it's a quarterback-centric offense. It's a stat sheet stuffing offense. What more do you want? Yeah, we got a lot of Boomer Sooners. I was trying to think pre-show. Just some of the participants that are Boomer Sooners on this show. Will in Arkansas, Rob in the 210, Scott in OKC, West Coast Sooner, who actually worked there, went to school there, worked there. Just to name a few. There's a bunch of Boomer Sooners listening to this show. That is a very good addition. Now, is he considered as polished as Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray as a passer? Probably not. But they will mold, they will fit to personnel, that offense, for Jalen Hurts. And he is an improved passer because we saw it. Under the tutelage of Dan Enos, who is now done at Miami. That's why you had the Miami connection. But he made the right move. Miami gets Tathan Martell, and Oklahoma gets Jalen Hurts. UCF gets Brandon Wimbush. I don't really understand the Wimbush thing. Now, Mackenzie Milton is coming off a awful injury. I mean, a heartbreaking injury. So, again, I don't know if he'll be back, but if he's back, I don't think that Wimbush is the quarterback there. He's not better than Mackenzie Milton. He's not accurate enough in the passing game. Now, look, he's got to do what he's got to do. He's a good student. I mean, Brandon Wimbush will be successful in life. I'm just saying, I don't quite get that one, though. I get some of the other ones, but I don't necessarily get that one at all. 888-702-5494. On Twitter, at Bill is King, James Blackman put his name in the transfer portal yesterday, on Wednesday. Getting the hell out of that toxic environment, which is Willie Taggart's Florida State football program. Getting the hell out of there. Man. Now that we've got a full season, the 18 season to study. We've got it all complete, right? There's nothing left to do with that season. Of all those hires we talk about, did anybody crash and burn the program bigger and more efficiently than Willie Taggart? Did anybody do a better job of taking a proud football tradition, Florida State, and completely reversing course on everything than Willie Taggart. I don't know if I've ever seen it done better than that. I don't know if you could plan it and organize it to be that disorganized and that clueless as what we saw with Willie Taggart this last year at Florida State. I don't think it's possible. There needs to be some sort of reward there, or award, either way. No clue at all. We had on Josh Newberg yesterday, who's got that beat. He's got the Florida State beat for 24/7 Sports. We really didn't even talk about Florida State. Talked about other stuff. Other happier topics in the state of Florida. And I know Florida State fans don't like the continuous bombarding of their program, but what other angle do we have? There is no other angle. It's a total disaster. James Blackman, who could not be classier, who could not have handled things better, who could not have been treated more unfairly depth chart-wise last year by Willie Taggart, has put his name in the transfer portal. I hope he goes on and is rewarded for his loyalty somewhere else, obviously. What an idiotic cast of characters for the Noles, led by Willie Taggart now, and Florida State's leadership for bringing him in there. What an absolute disaster. If you want them ranked as the worst hires from a year ago, that is number one. It's not even close. Secretariat at the Belmont, circa 1973. That's what that would be. Jim in West Palm says, Bill, the fact that UCF went after Wimbush tells you that Milton won't be ready. Might well be. Yeah, might be the case. Yeah, if maybe Wimbush has been told, look, it's not likely. He's going to need a year and then another year to get back. That makes sense, Jim. Yeah, that's pragmatic. I get what you're saying there. Tickets at PrimoSeats.com. PrimoSeats.com for all your ticket needs. Use the name Bill Is King and the promo code box. That'll get you a discount. PrimoSeats for all your ticket needs. Sporting events, college or pro. So let's say it's the rest of the NFL postseason. Let's say it's the NBA. Let's say it's... You're like Crazy Charlie. You're a hockey aficionado. You want to go to see NHL games, PrimoSeats.com. Major League Baseball is around the corner. College baseball is around the corner. I've become last X number of years, whatever it's been, I've really become a fan of college baseball. I love watching those games, particularly on Saturdays. Primo Seats for all your ticket needs. Concerts included, PrimoSeats.com. Let's get the break. First break here on the Thursday edition. Tomorrow we'll be in the same neighborhood as the sponsor of this show. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. And, of course, we're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash on I-40 East just before the 28th Avenue exit and a crash on Vietnam Vets headed north toward Conference Drive. No injuries reported in either of those. 5th Avenue South is slowed downtown on either side of Korean Vets Boulevard. The I-24, I-40 Eastern split, keeping it full but slow and steady. Make a living with a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Volunteer Property Design LLC in Goodlettsville is reminding motorists to slow down around school zones and never text and drive. This safety tip is brought to you courtesy of Volunteer Property Design LLC. Serving Middle Tennessee with quality service and pride, there are local full-service residential home improvement experts. For kitchens, bedrooms, bathrooms, drywall, decks, and much more, give the pros a call at 615-559-3196. That's 615-559-3196. Volunteer Property Design LLC. They're professionals who care.
It began with a challenge from the game's greatest players, a mission to solicit speed from every detail of the driver. The new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers were born from the pursuit of speed. And now Edwin Watts Golf challenges you to find a faster driver than the new Titleist TS2 or TS3 by participating in the Faster Than Yours Challenge, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf. For a limited time, test your current driver against the new TS2 and TS3 drivers, and you could win a $200 gift card. Come take the Titleist Challenge today, exclusively at Edwin Watts Golf for a limited time only.
We are NFL Network.
This team is rising to the challenge.
Making your morning.
Is it your morning football?
Your Thursday nights.
What a fun Thursday night football game. Yes.
All day, every day.
We are all over it here on Total Access.
We are the Pulse.
Is this their game? Is this their Super Bowl?
We are about to see something special.
The Source.
Who's the most dynamic player?
The Game.
Reaches up, pulls it down!
We are football. We are NFL Network.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell from Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Hashtag Fat Side Up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Omni, Nashville Hotel. We're going to be there in that area tomorrow. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. Just thinking about a few things. Jalen Hurts. Announcement on Wednesday that he's heading to OU. That's a very good decision. Matter of fact, Joss Bidness checking in says, Bill, no doubt Jalen made the right decision. Hope Bama won't have to see him in the playoffs. Hope he does well. Vince says, Bill, I'm not sold on Hurts. Let's pump the brakes a little bit on that one. Well, I'll say this about Hurts. He's a winner. And I'll say this about where he's going. That coach knows what to do with quarterbacks. I like it. Now, will he be a Heisman Trophy winner like his predecessors? I'm not saying that. It also hit on Wednesday, and I thought this would probably last until maybe after signing day. But Tosh Lupoi is probably heading to the Browns. Is that confirmed? I'm pretty sure it's going to happen, but I don't know if that's, air quotes, official. And that's been in the works for a little bit, too. That's not abrupt new news. It's new as in it's public, but it's not new in its, what would be the word? It's inevitability. That would be the word. And I'm wondering, a couple names in recruiting, the Bogle kid down in South Florida, who's committed, he's didn't sign, but committed to Alabama, defensive end, four-star. So you wonder about Florida or Miami with him. And then the Henry Tuoto'o, the linebacker out of Cali, it's down to Alabama and Tennessee. Wonder what Jeremy Pruitt's doing with that. Tosh Lupoi is one of their feature recruiters. Now, again, for those of you wondering, this has been in the works. He has been kind of told it's time to move on. Nick's told a lot of people it's time to move on. So this is being angled a bit incorrectly by the mainstream out there, but it's the end game that he's leaving is true. Now that is right, but the theory on it's a little off. Let me get a call in the borough, and I don't know that we built the wall around him yet, so he's still calling. Jeff, what's up?
What's going on, Bill?
How you been, man?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I know you're a big Vandy basketball fan. Congratulations on the season so far.
I'm huge on Bill. You know, I just can't wait for that Bryce Drew show.
I turned that South Carolina game off, and they were up, and next thing I know, I see what they lost. So, anyway, well, I know you're not a fan. I know that.
Did you see the highlights, Bill, of it? Or?
I didn't even watch. No, no.
Well, what happened is they were up five, and a South Carolina player goes one of them goes in for a shot, and the Vandy player kind of sitting mouth to him, and of course that's the automatic technical. The referee gives a play, Vandy player technical. They hit the two free throws. South Carolina gets the ball back, ties it up, and then they trade free throws at the end, and then Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt was down three with about, I don't know, 4 or 5 seconds left or 3 seconds, whatever it was left, and threw up a desperation shot and missed it. So that's how they lost. They lost the three.
So no Barry Goheen to save the day there, huh?
No, Barry Goheen. When Goheen's long gone, Bill. He's 50 years old. He can't get the basket now. He's
a lawyer down there in Atlanta, actually.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard him. I saw him on the on CM News documentary when I did a documentary on CM. He was talking about in practice, one of the first practices of the season, when the 3-point shot came out. He said everybody went out there and shot, I don't know how many, 100 a day or whatever. And if you made 30% of them, you had license to shoot. He said you had license, you could go out there and you could take it any time. You had the green light, you could shoot any time you wanted. So
he's pretty good.
But just want to say, Bill, I don't know if you saw last night. I saw where Josh Allen's not going to play in the Senior Bowl.
He's not.
He's not going to play, and there's like three or four guys that are supposed to play in the East-West Shrine game, and one of them, C.J. Conrad, he hurt his shoulder, so he's not going to play. But Josh Allen can still talk to people down there. He's not going to play. I don't know why. I just saw a story about it yesterday that he's not going to play. And I wanted to ask you. I know you had Griff on Tuesday. Of course, it was before the Georgia Kentucky basketball game. But there's a story online, Bill, on CatsPaws.com. There was a couple Kentucky fans went into the game. On the Kentucky Georgia game on Tuesday, and they had a sign saying Eddie Grand loves UK, so they took it to the game, and they said it's okay, take it in. So they go there, they're sitting underneath a basket down there, and one of the ushers confiscated the sign from them. So they said it was from order of the Georgia AD to confiscate it.
I didn't know that anybody went to Georgia basketball games. I'm shocked anybody saw it.
They do when Kentucky comes to town, but that's the one time they go.
Well, that's good. Kentucky basketball is like Alabama football. People that typically wouldn't go support their team will go just because of the other team that's there. That's true. That is true.
Every game sold out. Calipari says that every opponent Kentucky plays is their Super Bowl. So
I remember as a kid in the 70s going to Memorial Gym at Vanderbilt because Kentucky was there, and it was Rick Roby, Mike Phillips,
yep.
Kyle Macy. I believe Jay Scheidler was in there. Goose Gibbons, Truman Clater. I remember all that, but I remember going there just to see Kentucky play Vandy, not Vandy.
And I tell you a quick story, Bill. Last year they had the 40th anniversary of the championship in 78.
Right.
And they were sitting in a press conference, and I think it was Jack Gibbons and a couple of them assistant coach. And Jack Gibbons says, "Yeah, I still send a check to Duke after them not playing a zone in the second half. Let me go off."
Is that right? Wow.
We have 40. Scored 41 on me. He said, "I still send a check to their athletic department for letting me go off 41 and getting that championship." money for that. So.
Other than Bill Walton against Memphis, which would have been early 70s, that's one of the best Final Four championship game performances ever. That will go down historically as one of the best ever Goose Games.
The Sports Illustrated, I remember being a kid and watching that game, and me and my father and a couple other people, and I remember the next week getting the Sports Illustrated that next week, and he was on the cover and said the Goose was golden. The Goose was showed him scoring and showed him shooting a jumper and said the Goose was golden. But I was gonna tell you, Bill, Middle Tennessee released their football schedule this last week. I don't know if you saw.
They open up with Michigan, right?
Yeah, and they're also playing Iowa on the road. And they're playing Duke here.
Oh my God! Well, the only game they can't win there is Duke because Cutcliffe. He's the best coach ever. So that can't happen.
They're playing Duke here, and they're playing Tennessee State at home too. Next.
Michigan's doable. Iowa, you know, Iowa's not real tough. But Duke, oh my God!
Another game to open up. I'll tell Cosby next year. His favorite man, Lane Kiffin. It's going to be Florida Atlantic.
Well, Cosby's boycotting the show, so I don't know if you're telling him anything.
He's probably drinking nickel, Bill, but his team, Florida Atlantic, is going to open next year in Columbus at Ohio State. That's where they're playing next year.
Well, Jeff, I'll let you go, but apologies for the Vandy loss there. I think it'll take you some time to get over it.
They might be 0-8 after Kentucky, Bill. All
right. See you, man.
After Kentucky, so. Thanks a lot, Bill. Appreciate
bye. Josh tweeting. Says, Bill, you got to work on that wall funding. He says, maybe I can start a GoFundMe. Oh, goodness. Yeah, we've got things to talk about. Yeah, what's going to happen with Bogle and Henry Tuoto? I keep hearing people say Henry Tuoto. It's not Henry Tuoto. It's Henry Tuoto-o. You got to finish the word, everybody. Now, come on. Work with me on this. I'm trying to help you. Your phonetics, or whatever that would be called. Let's get to the bottom of the hour break here. Just starting to bust a grape here on this Thursday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
That major multi-vehicle crash with injuries on Briley East at the Ellington Parkway exit. We are keeping an eye on it through Twitter at Rush Hour Rosie. The eastbound off-ramp is still blocked till 7:30. Other crashes on I-40 East just before the 28th Avenue exit and on Vietnam Vets headed north toward Conference Drive. Traffic is jammed on I-65 north of Trinity and on the I-24 I-40 Eastern split. ICU Security specializes in surveillance camera installation and service. Check out their website at icusecurityinc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your
James Hunter Painting in Brentwood is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. James Hunter Painting has been leading the industry with quality and pride for years. For residential, commercial, interior, or exterior new construction or remodeling, call the pros at James Hunter Painting today at 615-870-9602. That's 615-870-9602. James Hunter Painting, turning your dreams into a reality.
Okay, let's say your business does $5,000, $20,000, $100,000 or more in monthly revenue. There are probably times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Right. If you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Cash Advance Line right now. We're not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you, good credit or bad credit. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000. You can use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money and you don't want to deal with a bank, call now. Learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as 2 to 3 days.
Call now. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. 800-452-4846. That's 800-452-4846.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and the two locations in Murfreesboro. And for January, try the delicious pizza sub with amazing fresh-cut fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show.
Can these sick people be cured?
Yeah, all right. I'm going to knock that chest off.
Doesn't anyone do any work around this joint anymore?
Weekday mornings at 9.
I have you guys on every morning to wake up to.
I got
to
tell you, nobody loves you more than I do.
You guys are way too cocky.
Makes a cut off and running.
The Greg Pogue and Big Joe Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
It will be right by the Omni, right in that area. Southern Steak and Oyster tomorrow morning. 7 until 9, Charlie will have the first hour. And I'll have 7 until 9. Brad Powers will be with us. Today, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com, top of hour number 2. Gator Dave says, Bill, have you talked about James Blackman hitting the transfer portal? Yeah, we talked about it a little earlier. The best quarterback in Florida State is leaving. That tells you where Willie Taggart is. I do not enjoy Florida State being bad. Now, some of you haters, Gators and stuff, maybe enjoy it. I get it. I mean, everybody's got their team and everybody's got their enemy. I get it. But Florida State being so bad and so poorly coached is not a good look. I don't like it. I like when Florida State's got its mojo going. But that's so far removed from where they are right now. Gosh. I'll tell you how bad it is at Florida State this season. And I try and monitor every game. Now, again, that's not physically possible, but I try and go A to Z every game. When Florida State played this year, it was hard for me to ever even watch. I could not force my mind to attach itself to their game, whatever game it was, whether it was the Clemson game or the Miami game, right? I mean, games that typically you would be affixed to, right? Florida State, Miami, Florida State, Clemson, you'd be Florida State, Florida. Games that you naturally would be attracted to, right? You wouldn't have to force yourself. You would naturally be interested. I couldn't force myself to concentrate. That's how bad it is. And I've watched Florida State football with a keen eye since, gosh, the early 80s probably. I wasn't watching when Bobby first got there in 77-ish, right in there, 76, 77. But early 80s, I was attached. I was watching the buildup. Now, it's nearly impossible to watch. I don't have to force myself to watch college football. I love it. I'm naturally attached to it. They are so disorganized and bad. I'll tell you, the game that I watched in its entirety more than any others was Virginia Tech, the opener. Because at that point, the slate was clean, right? We were trying to figure everything out, but, I mean, it was brand new. Willie Taggart's there. What's this going to look like? The opener, Virginia Tech. How's this going to look? I watched a lot of the Syracuse game. That was early, too, where they got just annihilated. But that is when I was having what was I undergoing? I was having Comcast problems at the time. So I was forced to watch some games that I didn't want to watch. Josh says, Bill, I'd rather listen to Sling Blade Steve. He said, I'd also rather listen to Wolverine Dan chew chicken wings for an hour than listen to Jeff and the Burrow for one more minute. We're trying to build a wall around Jeff. I haven't gotten the funding done yet. How expensive would a wall just around Jeff and the Burrow be? Can we get that done for $1,000? We could probably get that raised, couldn't we? And I spent twice that on a smoker. So you'd think we could get a wall done. Just saying. I'm willing to do it. Bill Big D about James Blackman. He says, any idea where he may go? I don't know. I don't know what he's thinking. Would he go up there to North Carolina where Brewster is? Who right now is the team, the most well-known team out there that needs a plug-in quarterback? And again, with James Blackman, now you got to be careful with the style. Not going to be a running game, running quarterback. So who is it that could use the plug-in right now? Who am I leaving out? And is it official? Now Oklahoma getting some bad pub. Now, good pub with Jalen Hurts. Bad pub by blocking Austin Kendall. What are they doing there? Come on. You don't want him as your quarterback, but you're going to block him somewhere else? That is, I have never understood that. I just don't get that line of thinking. Now again, there are cases where a kid's working against you. Something's going on behind the scenes. I can see some problems there and not wanting to facilitate that. But Austin Kendall, I mean, he was never going to be a quarterback. You're recruiting over him. So what's the point? Anyways, they relented yesterday and pulled back on the block. And it was specifically now again, I need to read the fine print. It was West Virginia in that case. Is it for sure that's where he's going? Because I thought originally maybe it was North Carolina. That's where I'm a little disconnected on that one, on Austin Kendall. But James Blackman, I'm not sure, but anybody that needs a quarterback. When he got to play as a true freshman, he did a pretty good job down there, Florida State. Jimbo won't take him at A&M. He's got his quarterback room full. So that's not going to happen. So I'm not sure. Just Business on Twitter says, Bill, Jeff makes me think if that old dude on Last Chance U that goes to every local junior college practice and is too old and slow, it takes him 10 minutes to set up his flimsy 40-year-old folding chair. Jeff in the Burrow's not a real old guy. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America down in Lake Placid, Florida. Says, I like Florida State just like they are, Bill. Free shoes, you. I hear you. Karen points out this tweet by Anwar Richardson. Says, Texas is about to lose some depth at the quarterback position. Junior quarterback Shane Bouchel informed Texas on Wednesday that he wants to enter the portal. In addition, freshman quarterback Cameron Rising informed Texas he was not returning. He recently visited Utah. Yeah, the Bouchelle thing I don't think is new news. That's been out there. I don't know if it's been officially out there, but it's been out there. They've got their quarterback. They're pretty good. They're pretty well off at quarterback. Let me get a call from Will. What's up, Will?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
So, the Austin Kendall thing, I heard you talking about.
Yes.
That has since, he has been released to play.
Right. I know that, but I saw specifically West Virginia. What is it for sure that's where he's going?
Apparently, last I read last night late, he was enrolling.
Okay.
And so he is going there, and he has, you know, obviously in the graduate transfer, I think he'll have 2 years.
Right. He graduated early, didn't he?
Yeah, he graduated in 3 years. And from my understanding, now I'm not right there, but I think he graduated in 3 years, and they were going to block him playing the first year, and I'm not sure I understood that yesterday, but apparently that's all been resolved, and he's been released, and everything is good there. Yeah, that was a bad look. I didn't quite understand if it was just a timing thing. They were waiting to see if they got hurts before releasing him or what, but it was ugly early.
Yeah, and, you know, a big picture won't hurt him, but I just didn't understand the point there. He's not going to be your quarterback. You've recruited over him. You're waiting on Jalen Hurts. Again, Spencer Rattler is the future probably, eventually. What's the point? I mean, what are you blocking?
Yeah, turn him loose. And when you're like OU and in the market all the time, apparently, now for transfer quarterbacks, it's a little hypocritical there. Anyway, like I said, I'm not sure if it was just a timing thing or
right.
I would love to know the backstory.
Right.
But I'm glad it was only, you know, 12 hours. It was about a 12-hour news story, but it was ugly for 12 hours.
Yeah. You know what? They did it. I've seen schools handle it way worse than they did, that sit there and hang on to that block until the social media or media just totally overwhelms them, and then they have to relent. But Oklahoma got out in front of that thing fairly quickly, I think.
Yeah, even Joe Castiglione, the athletic director, issued a statement at some point. As a matter of fact, I didn't see anything from Lincoln Riley. I just saw it from him, from Castiglione, saying, you know, he's been great. We wish him the best, and, you know, he's free to play.
Right.
So, anyway, but, yeah, it's kind of an exciting day. I tell you, this has been the busiest January. Just stuff going on. It's crazy. All these quarterbacks moving around and transfers and the portals opening and closing.
Right.
Crazy.
Well, a new marketplace is open, and that's the future. That's where we're going to be.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm about to drop a little one off at school, so appreciate you. Enjoy your show.
All right, Will. Appreciate it up there in Arkansas. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Give that phone number a call anytime. If you're looking for a couple things, first of all, work that's well done when it comes to pest control, and a price that will make you happy, a price where you will say, you know what, that's very reasonable. That is well done and very reasonable. And if you're looking for courteous, polite technicians, that's what you're going to get with Southeastern Termite and Pest. I am one of the owners, and we've had a good time with this, man. I've had a blast with this, and we're not even a year in yet. We're having a good time with it, and it's fun. New venture for Mr. King here. That's why I'm always so busy. Call that number anytime, 615-293-0722, and we'll have somebody get right back to you and somebody get on your issue immediately. Southeastern Termite and Pest. 615-293-0722. Coming back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Keeping an eye on that multi-vehicle crash with injuries on Briley East at the Ellington Parkway exit. Eastbound off-ramp still blocked. I-65 jammed north of Trinity. Another crash with injuries on Briley South at I-24 West. Wrecks downtown near the Metro Center intersection on Vantage Way. On Donaldson Pike and on I-40 East at Stewart's Ferry Pike. I-40 West at OHB also jammed from a collision. The U.S. Air Force has more than 200 career options. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Predators minus 145, moneyline favorites at home with the Winnipeg Jets tonight. The Jets are the underdogs at plus 125. That means if you bet 100 and the Jets pull off the upset, you'll earn 225 with a ticket window. The Jets have scored 26 goals in winning five of their last six. The Predators are 6-1-2 in their last nine. The total is six, juiced on the over. South Carolina with a 74-71 upset of Vanderbilt. They covered the four-point spread by seven, and it paid out 160 on the money line. The Commodores dropped to 4-7 against the spread this season. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
When it comes to professional banking in Nashville, there's a new benchmark, Landmark Bank. Landmark Bank is now open on Music Row and is professionally managed by local financial experts John Morrissey and Robin Henderson. When you're ready to see banking differently, call John or Robin at 651-7280. That's 651-7280. Or learn more online at landmarkbanktn.com. Music Row's new landmark, Landmark Bank. Professional and personal banking for sports, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. See banking differently.
The NFL's best square off in the ultimate football showdown will be challenging the skills of these Pro Bowl All-Stars in competitions ranging from precision passing, best hands, gridiron gauntlet, the all-new 40-yard splash, to yes, even dodgeball, because every quarterback who's been hit by a defensive lineman deserves a chance to settle the score. It's All-Stars at Play at the 2019 Pro Bowl Skills Showdown, Thursday, January 24th, 9 p.m. on ESPN and Disney XD.
Owensboro, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Showers across Music City today, a high of 61. Showers this evening, low 41. Clouds and sun Friday, high 52. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Alvin Washington.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
On the Nashville Hotel, we're going to be over there in that area tomorrow. We'll be at the Southern Steak and Oyster. So come on by if you happen to be in the area. 888-702-5494. Coach Marshall is on the phone. What's up, Coach?
Dang, Bill, I'm out here and it's raining cats and dogs, and then Charlie forgot my name. Can you believe that?
Well, he told me, Coach Marshall.
I know. He got back with me. He said, well, who is this now? It's funny. Kind of stole my thunder with the last caller. Will, I think you answered my question. I called really to find out what you thought about the Lincoln Riley situation.
Now, what do you mean the Lincoln? What do you mean by blocking the Kendall kid, or
right.
What?
Right, yeah, by blocking, by him taking in all kinds of transfers, but then he wants to block his
yeah.
Players.
Yeah, a very hypocritical stance there. They corrected it, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why they originally even thought that. I can't imagine having that meeting. It makes no sense.
You think it's because West Virginia's in the same league? You think that's what he's thinking was?
Well, probably, but I mean, if he's not going to be your starting quarterback, why would you care? I don't get it. And PR-wise, it's always going to look better if you're pro-player, which is letting them find a home. And I just don't get it. There's nothing to gain there by taking that stance.
I feel the same way. Give me another question. Here's going around in Bandy land. Who's going to get the first win? Bandy men's basketball, Bandy women's basketball, or the Bandy boys? Who's going to win the SEC game first?
What's the last choice? The Bandy what?
The Bandy baseball team.
Oh. Well, obviously, probably. When's the first game? Probably Bandy baseball.
Who's going to? That's the question. Who's going to get the first SEC win?
It's the basketball team, the women's team is a disaster and is not going to get fixed. The men's team's starting to worry me. Now, Darius Garland's a big loss. In basketball, one player makes a huge difference as opposed to football or something. So that is a legitimate excuse, but I don't know who they're. But right now, Vandy basketball looks like the worst team in the league.
Oh, they are right now. But you talking about Garland, that was a major loss. But how long can – I mean, they got other players on the team. How long can you – I hate to use this word – cry about that loss? How long can you do that?
Well, by the way, is there any word on – will Garland come back or will he just try and turn pro?
Well, most people think he's gone. You know, he's going to go for the money like most – You know,
right. So they got literally very little out of him.
Yeah, I think what he played four games,
something like
four
that.
Four games and got hurt.
Right.
So best recruit ever in the basketball history. So you know, terrible bad luck.
That's the worst luck possible. Wow.
But last thing, when you put up that Facebook GoFundMe page. For the wall around Jeff, me and Kevin Hagen will donate for sure.
Okay. Be good out that way, Coach.
All right, Bill. Have a good day.
See ya. I can hear the rain in the background right there. Yeah, Vanderbilt. Darius Garland is from here. He moved in here, but, I mean, he played at Brentwood Academy. And was as highly rated as any point guard in America. Is a pro. Okay, he's an NBA guy. And I saw him play, heck, as a junior, maybe sophomore, but he was already an All-American then. Just a ridiculous talent at point guard. And most of the time, the hot shots around here in basketball, they don't stay local. They'll go Kentucky or wherever. And he decided to kind of go against the grain and sign with Vanderbilt and was really, really good in the few games he got to play, and then he hurt his knee and he's out for the year. But Darius Garland's a crazy talent. A generational type talent for Vanderbilt. And they probably have seen the last of him. I don't know what he's going to do, but I would assume it's time to go. Now, he's coming off a knee, so there's a little bit of a risk there if you're an NBA team, but his talent is unmistakable. You know how Kentucky always has the talent? He's a much better point guard. Well, now, the Ashton Hagens kid is really coming off for Kentucky. He's more of a defensive-minded point guard, but his offense is starting to take shape. But he's the kind of guy. Darius Garland is the kind of point guard that Kentucky typically gets in recruiting. That gives you the example of how good he is. And obviously they're in shambles right now, the basketball team at Vanderbilt. And meanwhile, their dreaded nemesis up east, that team up east in Knoxville, is a championship contender, a Final Four championship contender. That's how good that basketball team is right now. Hour two coming up, and that would be Chris Landry, Landry Football. Oh, hey, Crazy Charlie, by the way, you need to dial his number because he's on the road. Okay, he's got it. We'll be right back.